What it took us about 4 weeks to realize typical founders take months to get to, if they ever get to. You need to have this ability to ditch your initial ideas fast. You need to have a good grip on your ego, sure enough of yourself, listen to your intuition and act on it fast. That's the only way you could design and develop apps that matter, that could solve people's problems and help them with their daily work.
Bonanza Growth Podcast, innovation, strategy, and UX for SaaS. Bonanza Studios is a growth consultancy for SaaS and fintech startups. Every SaaS business needs to fight in three different battles. First, product market fit, discovering a growing marketing and designing a compelling and undeniable solution to meet that demand. Second, product-led growth, turning your product into a growth vehicle by leveraging outcome-driven UX design. And third, creative marketing and organic brand building. If you're looking for a reliable partner to drive growth, check out our website at bonanza-studios.com.
We are here for another short episode, and I would like to share my learnings through developing a new app, new AI native app that we have been working on in the past 2 months. So in 21 days, we developed 20 prototypes. And at the end, we learn all we need to deliver on the core product promise is a Slack bot. We had to ditch all we have worked on. Everything. Many screens, 20 prototypes and counting. It was a tough pill to swallow. But the evidence from impression testings was clear. Folks couldn't easily identify what this app was for. It did not pass the grandma test, and we did not receive any converging signal. Every interview we received different feedback. One thought this was a resource planning tool. One found it great to report to their CEO. One received it as a progress update app, but found the core features not aligned with how they track progress. One was utterly confused and not engaged through the middle of the interview sessions. And we did 15 impression testings. We were confused, hopeless, and we had to go back to our drawing board. We had to apply first principle thinking again and see what we would like to deliver. We looked back at the big pain point that we wanted to solve. What's that? Team leads daily work could be summarized as going from one call to another. Then we ask ourselves, what do we need to deliver on this big pain point? Answer: the best in class solution for Teams progress update. Then we look into how folks work. Slack has over 18 million daily active users, and Microsoft Teams has over 270 million. Teams are app averse. They just can't maintain another app. Why don't we ditch all these interfaces and go in where they are? That was the big aha for us. So we decided to postpone any interface development unless we get this Slack bot right. As a product studio that we love to design and develop and build interfaces, that was a difficult decision to make, but for us, it's not about us. It's about making the product and the app successful. We need to create an app and experience that people love to use on a daily basis. What it took us about 4 weeks to realize, typical founders take months to get to, if they ever get to. You need to have this ability to ditch your initial ideas fast. You need to have a good grip on your ego, sure enough of yourself, listen to your intuition and act on it fast. That's the only way you could design and develop apps that matter, that could solve people's problems and help them with their daily work. I hope this short episode was useful to you. In case you have questions, you can find me on LinkedIn, talk to me, and reach out. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. For more information, go to bonanza-studios.com.